Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be on this call with you this evening. The topic for my tonight's call is attachment, and then specifically detachment. How to understand what attachment is specifically in codependent relationships in business and life that hinder you, and how to effectively detach emotionally without feeling guilty or shame. And I will cover in great detail how to effectively master those emotions. I will cover a few quick announcements and then move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This Saturday, I will be in one of my favorite cities to host an event, Norwalk, Connecticut, a relatively short limousine drive from the Newark, New Jersey airport. I speak in Norwalk at least a couple of times a year, and this will be my last trip to Norwalk in 2017. On November 11th, I will be in Orange County, California, at the John Wayne Airport. I want to thank Marissa Campbell for hosting me for that event. November 18th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Joe DiBianco will be hosting the event, and I really appreciate Joe doing that, who has hosted many, many events and attended over 50 more Heart and Talent Mindset events. As I end up the 2017 schedule, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia on December 2nd. Ryan Graham will be my host for that event. And then December 16th, my last East Coast trip to Rye, New York. That event was originally booked for Long Island, and I moved it to Westchester County, very close to New York City. And that will be in Rye, New York. That's close to White Plains. That will be a fabulous event in a great hotel. So I'm looking forward to ending my East Coast, three more East Coast trips in 2017, and then I'll finish the calendar year in beautiful Marina del Rey, right by the Los Angeles International Airport. That will be all she wrote for 2017, and Marissa Campbell is also hosting that event. If you're on tonight's call and not taking advantage of a free 15-minute coaching session and you would like to receive that value, feel free to message me on Facebook with your phone number and what you are seeking from me to assist you with. And that I will get right back with you in the next 24 to 48 hours. So what I'm going to do now is move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. With great pleasure, I bring to you my tonight's topic on detachment and what it really means to detach and why so much of society is attached to outcomes, to people, to relationships. And what I'm talking about is the unhealthy attachments that a large percent of the population creates based on events that shape their feelings. And I'm going to give you proven techniques and strategies how you can separate your feelings from events so you don't get attached and you learn how to detach diplomatically without resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, and rejection, anger, hate, or resentment. So this will be some very good skills that you can take into your enterprise in free enterprise. Attached to the outcomes that haven't happened. A large percent of society gets overwhelmed and then becomes attached to outcomes that haven't happened. That it creates an overwhelmed state. This is what many people do, is they go into the neocortex of their left brain, their analytical, logical, egoic mind. They get attached to an outcome that hasn't happened. If you have anxiety about rejection, if you have abandonment issues, any multitude of situations that creates an emotional state where you get and stay overwhelmed, you can get attached to not being rejected. To avoid being rejected, you cannot engage in the situation. That's what many people do, is they tell themselves future tense stories about situations that haven't happened. And many people fear failure, fear success, or any multitude of situations, and they actually become attached to not failing. I mean, that even sounds contradictory, but a large percent of society actually gets attached to not failing. Tonight's call is dedicated to detachment. When a codependent says, I think I'm getting attached to you, it's usually from an addictive state. Most codependents are attached to people and problems in their environments. By attachment, I don't mean the normal feelings of liking someone. I mean the more innate feelings that many people get attached, where they want to be in control of being out of control. Attachment oftentimes is becoming overly involved, sometimes hopelessly entangled in chaos and drama. Let's take an attachment and how it takes on several forms. Attachment, when many people become obsessively worried about and preoccupied with a problem or a person. Many people graduate to becoming obsessed with and controlling people and problems in their environment, physical and emotional, directed at a situation where they become obsessed. Many people become reactionaries instead of acting authentically out of their own volition or mental, emotional, physical situations. Many people get overwhelmed, tell themselves a story, create drama and chaos about situations that haven't happened, and then create a situation that's unfavorable from them due to their overreactment to their attachment. Many people become emotionally dependent on people around them. Even though they're not really attached, they become attached in their head. Many people become caretakers, rescuers, enablers, over-obligators, and do too much to over-serve people, and they can't separate service and serving. If you're an addicted server, there's a big disparity between serving and being of service. Hi, can I get anything for you? Can I do something for you? Can I bring you lunch? Now, these are people who actually say this to me at some of my events over the years. Now, these people are nice people. They're coming from gratitude. However, what they don't know is they don't know how attached to the outcome. People pleasers are looking for attention. People pleasers want people to like them. It's too much of a blanket statement to say I don't care about what people think about me, because most of us do care. I know I care, but I don't care so much that I tend to cross the line like I used to. And I'm not going to try and win you over by controlling you. That's what many people do who are attached. When you get overwhelmed and in your head, when you get overwhelmed and over-obligated, when you get overwhelmed and feel you have to be in control of your out-of-control state, and you try and create the control that keeps you in control of being attached, this is when you worry, get overwhelmed. This is when you worry all the time. When you're worried all the time, worry becomes your identity. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then you're not the mind-body connection to the conditions that have become your behavior. If you grow up in a family and you worry a lot about an outcome, if you have to take care of a parent, take care of your brothers and sisters, if you lose your innocence as you grow up, it's very easy to get attached. If you grow up in violence or any other multitude of situations in your household, your body will begin to flex and flinch. It means unconsciously you start to go into fight or flight, and you become attached to wanting people to like you, wanting to please people. And if you grow up with a passive-aggressive personality who you cannot please, it's very easy to become attached to pleasing someone, where we go the extra mile, we go beyond the call of duty. We put in the extra effort to get someone to like us. Now, the word get is a word of control. How do I get someone to consultant? How do I get someone to a rank advancement? How do I get someone to a ruby? How do I get people to an event? How do I get people to my company's function? Well, you're not a getter, you're a leader. You want to lead by example. But when you get, you become attached. When you start to live in the future in an overwhelmed outer body experience, worried about outcomes that haven't happened, you have become attached. To detach is to let go. Now, letting go, I've said this several hundred times in this call over a 19-year period, letting go is this. It's a skill. It's an ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Letting go is not a how-do-I process. Letting go is a committed state of action, practiced one day at a time, creating a neurological network of neurons that wire and fire, where you wire a new brain. You don't rewire, you wire. It means you create a new emotional state where you're in command. You're letting go of the control that keeps you out of control of being in anxiety. I have this new person in my team. They're going to be a rock star. oh my God, I have found my person. Well, I hear this frequently. I've heard it over, I've actually done it myself. I have been attached. I've told myself a story about an outcome that hasn't happened. The romance is on. I start to salivate in the back of my tongue. The glottals and diphthongs are going, oh my God, I can retire off this person alone. That's what a big deal chaser does. A big deal chaser. Big deal chaser gets attached to outcomes that haven't happened. They start talking big deals. Oh my God, I'm going to retire off this person. Oh, this is the home run I've been waiting for. Unfortunately, that kind of attachment can lead to disappointment. It can lead to the crash. If you live in high highs and low lows, it's very easy to get attached to people. I don't know why this always happens to me. I always feel like a victim. Men always let me down. Women always let me down. This always happens to me. I poured greatness into this person. I put so much energy. I paid for their airline ticket and they didn't even come to the event. This is what we do when we are attached. Some of you are on the other line smiling, shaking your heads because you've been there, done that, and you no longer the mind-body connection to that attachment. So detaching doesn't mean you don't care. It means you care enough to have a boundary. It means you understand more about people's predictability, why they do what they do. When you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you don't become obsessed with other human beings or problems. If you have lived in a codependent state, now codependency defined, in a loose interpretation, it means a tendency to enable, over-obligate, do too much for people, and you find yourself in addictive relationships, whether it's in business, whether it's your soulmate, whether it's someone you're in your family, being attached to the outcome. What can I do for this person? Even today, someone said to me, what can I do for my wife who's a binge eater? Well, it's not what you do for your wife, it's what you would do for yourself. You'd have a better understanding of why that person does what they do. You'd do your best not to try and control the outcome or be in conflict. And you would learn that in recovery that you're not responsible for someone else's feelings. When someone says to you, you make me angry, well, they're attempting to put you in a position that you have to explain yourself. Now, if you're attached to being liked, you'll start validating, justifying, and explaining yourself. But as you no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, meaning you're able to detach, separate, release, and let go, you won't tend to relapse back into emotional state where you open your mouth and start talking. And if you haven't had a sale since the late 70s, if you are in a poverty conscious state, if you require a sale to fulfill your self-esteem, a sign-up, an enrollment, someone to join your team, when you become attached to that outcome from a poverty-conscious state, from an overwhelmed state, I require someone to fulfill my low self-esteem, when you come from that attachment, then you are telegraphing a mixed message saying, please, please, please sign up with me, join my team, I'm desperate, please join me out of desperation. When you're not attached and you're detached, you're going to send a different signal of inspiration. It means you're going to come from power. When you're attached, you're coming from force. You're trying to force the situation. When you come from force, you typically will create a counterforce so you can either be disappointed or be in conflict. Now, as you become more aware, consciously aware of why you do what you do, and understand that human beings are predictable, then you can begin to separate your feelings. You can have a better understanding. You're in awareness. You're in intuition, extrasensory perception. Your reflexes begin to change as you understand why people do what they do. As you're no longer attached to being rejected. That even sounds contradictory, but many people don't want to be rejected, so they're attached to not being rejected, and they don't detach themselves from the rejection, so they avoid being rejected because they're attached to it. And I've explained this to a few people, and they get overwhelmed trying to understand the rejection tendencies. When you're in business, seldom, if ever, do people reject you. Occasionally, you will create your own conflict, or rarely conflict will show up in your team. But if you're conflict consciousness because you're attached to being liked, you will tend to over-obligate yourself, you will tend to smother people, you will tend to want to control the outcome. And when you're attached to an outcome, it's very common for people who are really not skilled in the art of leadership to be angry, controlling, want to control the team, do too much for the team, get in the back office of the team, want to dig down in a teammate's group and do too much for someone, want to be in control because they are attached. Because not only is attachment often connected, but many times people are attached and entitled. Now, when you feel entitled, you really cross the bridge of attachment because you're living in a very, very deep state of denial. To be able to let go of your denial, you don't have to hit rock bottom, but you want to be aware. If you're not aware of why you would do what you do, you'll tend to worry, obsess, get overwhelmed. To be able to let go means to be here and be now, to be in the present. When you're detached, you're able to meet people where they are. Now, what does that mean? So I'll give you context. Being detached means you can create suggestions with people without telling them what to do. When you're telling people what they have to do in free enterprise, then you're managing people. And when you're managing people, then you're going to be pissed off, you're going to be angry, you're going to be upset, and you're going to be disappointed because people aren't complying with your wishes. When you have to be in control of being out of control, then you're kind of trying to control other people's control, and they're going to detach from you. And this is why teammates will leave you if you're this type of controlling leader. I've seen it many, many times. I've seen people climb the ranks of a business and then hit the bottom of a business because they couldn't let go of the outcome because they were attached. And then they're very disappointed that their team or whatever the situation is leaves them because they don't understand how unconsciously angry they are, how attached they are, how resentful they are, and this can even lead to hate. This can lead to these feelings of very low self-esteem called unresolved anger. Now, as you have a better understanding, and you live a term called rigorous honesty. Rigorous honesty means when you embrace an addiction and you begin to move into recovery. I had a gentleman contact me yesterday who was in a state of denial, moved into the deepest level of addiction he'd ever been to. I created a few suggestions to him. He wasn't willing to hear what I was saying. I diplomatically thanked him and moved out of the conversation. Number one, he didn't reject me. Number two, he didn't violate me. He wasn't open to my suggestions. He was in his own state of denial. I'm not responsible for his outcome. I'm not going to be checking up on him. It's not out of the goodness of my... I feel empathy for him, but I don't feel bad for him. Why would I want to feel bad for someone? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm insensitive. It means I'm detached. I'm detached from a space where I'm empathetic, and I do have some sympathy, but I'm not going to worry about what he's going through, because I've been there. I understand that he has to find his own space. He has to hit his own rock bottom in that space, and he's probably not going to quit until he hits a level of desperation because he has crossed the bridge in addiction. So when you're not codependent, you can be more independent. That means you can view the situation from an objective viewpoint. You're not attached to the outcome. Oh, my God, we have to get them into treatment. I'll tell you right now, I've seen people attempt to force situations. Oh, we have to do this for this person. We have to intervene. Interventions look great on television. They make for good movie talk. But you don't force someone to change. It just does not happen. You might force someone's hand and coerce them or coax them into a recovery center or a treatment center, but they're going to tend to relapse because it's not going to be about them. It's going to be about you. When you're attached to fixing someone, controlling someone, getting an outcome for your own personal satisfaction, you're creating force, you'll get the bend back effect, you'll get counterforce. When you're able to effectively let go and really meet people where they are, then you're not going to worry about them. You're not going to get overwhelmed about them. What if people say to me, what if it's a loved one? I said, well, what if it is? I mean, it's the same skills. You detach. It's very difficult. It's very hard. That's a matter of perspective. If you're codependent, it's very difficult. If it's very hard, if you're in recovery, you'll let people hit rock bottom. Then once again, this doesn't mean you're cold or insensitive. It means in your own recovery, you care enough about your own recovery that you don't cross the line and try and control someone else's outcome. You're not cold and insensitive when you do this. It means you're emotionally and spiritually evolved. And as you begin to do this, you're not worried about moving someone into you. moving someone in with you. I recently had someone that I knew and actually coached who moved one of their relatives in with them. Now, they move the relatives in with them, and then the relative who's an addict begins to steal from them, a very common situation. And then my client can't kick them out on the street because, oh, my God, they might die. So what has happened here? Let's evaluate the situation. That is a probability. However, look at the situation. My client moved a relative in to get them off the street. Okay, that can come from compassion. But when that relative crosses the line and starts to draw them into their addiction, now you're becoming addicted to their addiction. Now the codependency is happening. This is why it's imperative, important. It's a situation that you have to be able to address with a level of diplomacy, and you have to be able to start to make decisions with healthy boundaries. Now, healthy boundaries aren't black and white boxes that you draw, but it means you start to have a better understanding of why people do what they do. That you have a better understanding of people. You have to be able to hear what people mean, not what they say. When you know when someone's talking a big game, big hat, no cattle, when you feel that, when you know that this person is boastful, they're prideful, they're talking about all these things they're going to do, watch what they do, not what they say. Don't get attached. Detach yourself from an outcome. This is also very important when you understand this, the fortunes in the follow-up. Okay, so let's evaluate this and break it down. It's a very common term talked about in sales. It's in organizations. It's in many forms of selling. That becomes a common situation that it's stated in a sales meeting, in a rally, a convention, an event. All right, so I'm going to break it down for you. First of all, don't follow up with people who don't merit it. If you're attached to the outcome with someone and you keep calling them, following them, begging them, stalking them, and sending them messages, then you're coming from poverty consciousness. You're coming from being destitute. You're telegraphing how overwhelmed you are, how you're coming from a place of destitution. You're not coming from inspiration. You're coming from desperation. Now, the fortune is in the follow-up in certain situations. You follow up with people who merit it. When someone says to you they'll start after the holidays, you have to be able to differentiate, is that a fact or is that a fiction? This is why you'd ask another question. Can you commit to that? I probably can. So you would understand right there that that person was probably telling you what you wanted to hear. And it's going to be your responsibility to emotionally detach, turn the situation around and say, Steve, whenever it's good for you, feel free to get back with me. I encountered that today with one of my prospects that said that to me. Mr. Combs, I really want to, but my situation's unique, and I'm sure you're going to listen to my uniqueness. And my situation's so unique that I'm going to be unique after the first of the year. Now, I understand this. I've heard that in the hundreds of thousands of times, and many people speak with a good intention and a poor delivery. Now, if you're attached to someone's good attention and they have a poor delivery, and you're attached to that, then you're going to get disappointed. The byproduct of a large percent of attachment is disappointment and then feeling abandoned and rejection. As you begin to have a better understanding of what rejection is and isn't, then you won't set yourself up to get disappointed. So when you're following up with people and you're sending messages because you're told to do this, we have to have some street sense and some common sense about what the fortunes in the follow-up means. And many people say to me, I know you don't like following up with people. That's not remotely what I'm saying. I'm saying I know when to follow up. I don't waste my time on non-qualified buyers. I don't follow up with people who can't make commitments. I will follow up with people because intuitively I feel that they may be ready. I'll follow up with people and drip on people occasionally because I have an innate feeling that it's worth my time. But I won't continue to stalk, beg, chase, send someone messages because then I'm coming from desperation. I teach people how to deliver their emotions from inspiration, not desperation. Inspiration is conscious awareness. It's love, joy, bliss. It's enlightenment, prosperity, reciprocity. Desperation is anger, hate, guilt, resentment, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, fear, and doubt. That's typically where you get attached. You get attached from a very, very low vibrational state, attached to an outcome to fulfill your low self-esteem because your self-esteem says, I require a result to justify my existence. This is how an addict talks. An addict who lives in a repressed emotional state requires a shot of heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, a piece of pizza, a piece of cheesecake, peanut butter from the jar standing in front of the cabinets, ice cream out of the barrel or the bucket right there, or you walk right over the television and intoxicate yourself on food to relieve a repressed state that you're in because you're attached to an outcome. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, as you emotionally separate your feelings from events that shape them, then you're not the emotional state that gets rejected. You can have a better understanding that if someone isn't interested, they're not telling you no. If someone isn't interested, they're not abandoning you. If someone isn't interested, they're not rejecting you. If someone says, get back with me, they didn't tell you no, they said, get back with me. You have to differentiate between what does that mean? When would you like me to get back with you? Well, now if they tell you a story, you know that that's what that is, that's a story. I asked a gentleman recently, I said, Stephen, have you ever considered hiring me to be your coach? First word out of his mouth was well, followed by a story. When he used that preposition to answer my question, first of all, he didn't answer the question. He told me a story. Now, I know what that means. I know that he doesn't really mean what he's saying. I can read between the lines, and I'm not going to follow up with him. I interrupt him diplomatically because he's going on and on. I let him know that was a yes-no question, and listened to another story, thanked him, and diplomatically moved on. I wasn't attached to the outcome. Now, if I tell that story in a live event, many people go, yeah, but don't you think? No, I don't think that. I know what I know, and I know that I'm not attached. If that person is serious, they will get back with me. If they're following me on social media and they're following my posts, they'll like and comment. If they're liking and commenting, there's a possibility or a probability. If I see them liking my comments, I'm going to send them a message. Thank you for liking my comments. Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your health? Thank you for liking my comments. Have you ever considered owning your own business? Thank you for liking my comments. Have you ever considered hiring me? And if so, I'm in a position to offer you a free 15-minute coaching session. Once again, common sense based on repetition and experience. Street sense based on common sense, repetition, and experience. Common sense based on being able to understand why people do what they do. Street sense, the repetition of experience of understanding that people are predictable. And the more you put this package together, the better you're going to be at reading the situation for what it is. As you begin to read the situation for what it is, you aren't attached. So detachment is a skill. Now let's break down what detachment really means. When someone joins your team or your culture and you are an inspired leader, well, obviously you're going to want the best for them. That's human nature. That's somewhat natural. That's part of the innate feeling of being a person of influence and affluence and really caring about people. But let's discuss what caring means. When you care more than someone else's cares, then it's easy for you to get attached. But when you care for someone and you genuinely care, then you will care enough to let them figure some of the situations out. But if you have to be in control of the situation and you have to do things for people, now here's a very common attachment. Well, I can do things so good that I don't trust other people to do what I can do so good. I've seen this with many controlling leaders. It means they're so in control of the outcome and so attached to the outcome that they'll do what they believe other people can't do because the other people can't do it perfectly. Now, that is a good one for you. And so they will go out of their way. And these people are very skilled. They're multitaskers. They're so good at multitasking that they manage and control their team. Now, the problem with this is there's no duplication. Now, you're not supposed to let people hit rock bottom and land on their face early in a relationship. But at the end of a relationship, when you understand that this person is hopeless, doesn't have any hope, isn't really getting it, and you've spent time with them and you realize that any more time starts to cost you value, as you begin to let go of your attachment to them, you're not abandoning them, they're rejecting them. And here's another statement that's very common. Many people don't want to succeed because they're afraid they'll leave people behind. Now see, there you're attached to being liked. Well, first of all, if you succeed, you're not leaving anyone behind. You're succeeding because you mastered the skills. If someone feels left behind, then they're feeling rejected. If they project their rejection issues on you, then you would have to detach from those feelings so that you don't personalize it and that you don't feel resentful. I've had a relative a time or two, make a statement to me that was unfavorable, but not very often. When you're comfortable with yourself, you won't attract your reality. The conflict that used to attract is an emotional addict. When you seek and crave attention, that means you're attached. When you have to be liked, when you're doing situations out of obligation and duty, that's one situation. But when you're doing situations when you're over-obligating yourself because you want attention and you want recognition, that's an attachment. And then when you don't get that recognition because you didn't really produce anything, you volunteered. Now, if you're a volunteer, that's awesome. But if you want to get compensated, you want to be a producer along with being a volunteer. Many people volunteer because they're attached to an outcome, then they don't get the recognition, they don't get to walk the stage, and then they feel entitled to walking the stages of life, but they haven't produced because they're attached to the outcome. Now, I've heard many of my clients say, hey, I don't really care about the recognition, just pay me. Well, I understand what that means. It means that they're not attached to recognition. They're more connected to results. They tend to live in the solution. Now, this kind of personality also often gets recognized because they're not attached to the recognition. They're focused on the details, the method, the system, the results that happen by toiling laboriously into the midnight hours. This is the type of personality that's fanfare for the common man, that can suit up and show up, isn't attached and is detached from other people's recognition. This is the type of person who can silently produce into the midnight hour. This is the kind of person that you require in your team. These people are independent. They are self-starters. They are self-reliant. They are able to meet people where they are. They're able to let people be responsible for themselves. They don't worry and obsess controlling the outcome and the illusion of control. You want to be able to detach in peace without being concerned about what someone's going to say to you. Detachment is a learned skill. Recovery is not being selfish. Recovery is being self-directed. Recovery is one day at a time, being able to live a clean, sober life, being able to attach yourself emotionally from a series of events that tend to overwhelm you. A large percent of your culture and any team you build will be overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked. They will over-obligate themselves for others, have anxiety about doing it for themselves because they're attached to being liked and they can't detach from that situation, so they never really produce and perform for themselves because there's anxiety about being selfish. Well, when you begin to let go and understand that your business is built on profit, production, solutions and results, and you'll start to focus on the common denominator that will bring you the greatest return on energy. You're going to have to be able to create leads in any business. You want to have a system to qualify the lead. You want to be able to create the transaction, teach the skills to your teammates, be able to create the centrifugal force, the velocity required to rank advance or move forward or create a quantum leap. That means that the repetition and experience comes in a method. And in that methodology, your system dependent. You're independent while you have a system that you rely on. It means you don't have to do a lot of talking. It means that you're not attached to being the man. You're not attached to being the issue. You're not attached to being large and in charge. You're so comfortable with self that you're detached from it all. I am very skilled at letting people go very diplomatically and very quickly because I can innately tell who's a qualified buyer and who isn't. I don't feel like I'm prejudging people. I know that I know what I know, and I operate from that no. I know what I know. And when you know what you know, then you are not attached. So when many people get overwhelmed and then live in that state of overwhelm, it means they're attached to an outcome. They're worried all the time. They can't sleep at night. They can't turn their brain off because they're so overwhelmed and they're worried because they're attached to an outcome. When you're worried, you're attached. When you're worried all the time, I'm always worried. These are common statements that a large percent of the American populace speaks into existence to fulfill their feelings based on events that shape their low self-esteem. When you have low self-esteem or you encounter people in your circle of influence that have low self-esteem, you can pick up on it relatively quickly. They're highly critical of themselves. They don't hear compliments. They're typically checked out. They tend to brood and pout. They will over-obligate themselves to others and have challenges producing for themselves. They're attached to what people say and attached to being liked. And these are the people that tend to over-obligate themselves and enable others. Now, if this is you, it's not is there hope for me. Of course there is, but you have to be able to commit to being and staying in recovery one day at a time. If you can go one day, 24 hours, 87,600 seconds, when you can go 1,140 minutes, 1 hour, 24 hours. You can go 86,400 seconds one day without being critical. And the fact you're going to sleep somewhere between 4 and 8 of those, so that leaves you about 20 to 16 or 20 to about 18 hours of waking time, somewhere in that space. If you can go 18 to 20 hours without being critical of yourself, that is a day of recovery. You are starting to create your independence because you're becoming independent of your ego. You're no longer the mind-body connection to your low self-esteem, and you start to step into a place of power called conscious awareness. That kind of awareness begins to raise your emotional vibration. Your reticular activating system, your emotional search engine, no longer searches for people and situations to fulfill your low self-esteem because you're becoming detached from your past. When you're letting go is a detachment. It's not a how do I. Letting go is a separation from feelings based on events that shape them. So if you grew up with any kind of violence, if you grew up with people that you can't please, if you grew up with people that traumatize you, pick on you, that make you feel less than, or any situation like this, then your body's going to react to the stimulus that is familiar. You're going to create situations over and over to fulfill your feelings that you're emotionally attached to. As you begin to understand the events that shape their feelings, the cause that creates the effect, you can detach. If you're someone who's checked out most of your life and you're now learning to check in, congratulations. That means you're no longer attached to saying the right thing, being perfect. You're no longer overwhelmed as much as you used to be. You're liberating your feelings from the events that shaped them. You're more present. You're here and you're now. This is what detachment is. Once again, many people get detachment confused with I don't care. Now, you care enough about yourself to create a healthy boundary. I've said that a couple times tonight. What does that actually mean? It means that you understand why people do what they do. You're able to pass on situations that aren't favorable. I recently had someone send me a message on my Facebook. He said, Hey, I live close to you. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you. Go ahead and text me when you've had a chance to review it. I got a great deal for you. Now, that's someone who's setting themselves up to be disappointed. First of all, I'm just going to erase that. I'm not even going to respond to that, and I'm not attached to, am I offending this person? It bordered on, I wouldn't call it rude, but it was an interesting situation, so I just erased it. I wasn't worried that I may have offended someone. I mean, that was common sense. That isn't something that I'd engage. I'm not going to run right over the telephone and connect with them, and I don't want to hear about their great deal. Now, because the content of the way it was written was very ineffective. And that person was virtually setting themselves up to be disappointed. That's the kind of person who would say, I've sent all these messages out and no one got back to me. I don't understand why this is happening. I've been in this thing for a year and I'm not making any money. What do I do? Well, see, that person is attached to being disappointed. That person has an attachment to what they did and then starts to make themselves wrong or the company wrong or the system wrong or someone else wrong because they're attached. They're attached to their low self-esteem. They're attached to being rejected, and they're attached to finding the flaws in someone else. Now, when you can begin to separate your feelings, when you begin to let go, when you begin to detach, what does detachment mean? It means you're able to no longer hold on to situations based on familiar feelings that you keep repeating over and over in a repetitive energy. So when you detach, it means you're aware. You're able to see what you do in your rearview mirror and in your front mirror. You're able to see it objectively. You're living in a place called rigorous honesty. You're not overwhelmed. You're not telling yourself stories. You're no longer saying, how do I, how do I, how do I? You have a better understanding of why you do what you do. And as you have a better understanding of that why you do what you do, then you can separate your feelings. This raises your awareness. It raises your consciousness. It means that you can see the situation differently. Your peripheral vision will tend to spread out. It'll tend to widen out. And your ability to see the horizon line or the vanishing point becomes much clearer. When you watch a movie, you're much more present. You can see what's going on in the movie. You can hear different voices. You see what's going on in the background. It gives you a deeper appreciation when you're in your body, when you're in the present, when you're in the now. When you're checked out, overwhelmed, you're worried about situations that haven't even happened. Then you're also regretting the past based on events that happened. And this is what many people do. They hold on to guilt and shame based on past events. They bring their past into their present. Now they're overwhelmed. Now they're unorganized. Now they're undisciplined. If you live in an overwhelmed, unorganized state, when will you begin to clean your life up? Well, I'm attached to this. I can't throw this away. These are clothes I had when I was in the seventh grade. I might require them sometime. Oh, I want to give these hand-me-downs to the kids. They're going to get so much mileage out of them. Oh, this bicycle from 1966, I'm definitely going to give it to them. Hoarders are attached. They have magazines. They have stuff. They have food. They have a maze. They live in a maze because they can't let go. They live in a very overwhelmed state with acute anxiety about letting go of anything because they might require it somewhere down the road. They stay in control of being out of control and never really have a life because they're so unorganized and undisciplined. So if you live in an unorganized state and you've got papers everywhere, there's a high probability you're going to be behind in your taxes, you're going to have a lot of debt, you're going to be overwhelmed, you're going to be undisciplined. You have challenges breaking through because of the mind-body connection, the events that keep you that way. And if you're holding on to this stuff, you are attached. When you can throw things away, when you can throw junk away, when you can throw trinkets away, when you can throw clothes away or give it away, you can give it to Red Cross, Salvation Army, or any other people that can receive the value from your donation, then you're letting go. But if you're worried about where it's going to go, who's going to buy it, that's attachment. This is what many people do. They can't and don't let go. When you're no longer the mind-body connection, what does that mean, mind-body? It means that as you grow up, your body begins to flex and flinch based on the conditioned behavior you live in. If you grow up in violence, alcoholism, addictions, any multitude of situations like this, this creates unpredictability. It's that unpredictability that has created your fight or flight mechanism that keeps you in control of being overwhelmed. And when you're overwhelmed, you're going to be undisciplined and unorganized. I don't know where to start. I have so much clutter. Oh, my God, you should see my car. I've been home for 3 weeks. I just don't know what to do. When people talk like this, this is addict talk. It's easy to pick up on addicts if you are one in recovery because you can tell who's attached and you can also tell who is in recovery, who is detached. People are really grounded in themselves, have a really good demeanor in recovery. They're usually quiet, they're silent, they have power, they carry themselves well. They don't have to be the issue because they're not attached. When you're able to come from service, not serving, now there's a big difference. When you're serving, that means that you're making it about you. But when you're servicing your team and servicing your client, it means you're there for them. It means that you're doing three-way calls for them. You're giving them insight, wisdom, and guidance. You're directing them where they can get their best results and best answers. You're starting to create camaraderie and goodwill with people. You're able to be here and be now with people. And that's a quality that will never go out of fashion. There will always be a market for it. It's called courage. I'm going to be doing a call on courage relatively soon. Courage is an innate ability to stand the gaff, to be able to not get overwhelmed, to be able to be very stoic and stand right there and say, bring it on, Chief. When you have that kind of courage, then you are not attached. If you're worried, if you're in any kind of sport or combat or anything like this, when your mind starts to race, oh, I'm going to lose. I can't believe it. I'm going to embarrass myself. I can't believe I already dropped the pass. Oh, my God. So when you're coming from that state, you're virtually speaking into existence the reality you seek to avoid. All of a sudden, lightning strikes, and then you're sitting right there going, oh, my God, this happens to me again. See, when you're attached, that's what happened. Lightning seems to hit you more than one time. When you're able to let go, this doesn't happen to me. So I have clients that I say, what do you do? And the customer says this. They go, well, I don't get that anymore. There's a reason, because they're not in a mixed message. They're not attached. Now, when you're not attached, your energy changes. You go from anxiety about being rejected or abandoned, or resentment about being rejected or abandoned, to a conscious, aware state where you start to elevate your emotions to a place called joy, bliss, and enlightenment. And when you start to live in that type of enlightened state, you're going to attract to reality people and situations of a vibrational, energetic state that's at a much higher frequency. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shapes your codependence or any addiction, you're actually raising you're actually evolving into a highly emotional being. Not an emotional being that breaks down and cries, but an emotional being in a place called autonomy. Autonomy means you're able to be in the middle of a situation, see what's happening without getting attached to it, understand why people do what they do, and be able to detach and not get overwhelmed. If you get overwhelmed easily, that's going to be a recipe for disaster, specifically when you get attached and you start to try and you want to be in control of the situation. Because when you're telling yourself, I'm really doing this for them, oftentimes you're doing it for you without even knowing. It becomes a great distraction to take care of someone else. It becomes a great distraction to be able to tell yourself, I really didn't have anything to do with it, but however, you really did. When you become rigorously honest and you understand cause and effect and why you do what you do, then you're going to be effectively able to let go. But if you're worried and obsessing, trying to control other people's outcome and other people's results, then you're attached. How do I? Well, how do I means you're aware. You have a better understanding of why you do what you do. It means you can come to me, you can come to yourself, you can come with someone of influence who is a mentor type for you, and you're able to lay it out. You're able to let people know what you've been doing. You're going to let them know that you're in an apologetic state and it's not going to happen again, because you're going to move into your power. When you can actually address and embrace the situation from rigorous honesty, you're going to get a much more receptive buying audience who's willing to listen to you. Now, when you begin to become that person of influence and affluence, then you're not attached. Your attachment begins the minute you worry. And your worry can be unconscious or it can be conscious. When you're worried about an outcome, when you're putting energy into what hasn't happened, then you're creating a story. That story now has a life. That story is affected by your reticular activating system. That story can cause diseases and discomfort. That's why you want to monitor and have a good idea of why people do what they do. And the more you understand that, the more you can be in your power. When someone tells you that this sounds really good, but they don't have the money, you want to be very clear on what it means in that conversation. It doesn't always mean the same thing in every conversation, but it's a very predictable statement to avoid making a commitment. Now, when you're detached, it means you're not overwhelmed by the situation. When you're detached, you can read the situation for what it is, and you can move on quickly. When you're detached, you don't feel violated. You don't feel rejected. You don't feel abandoned. You're not holding on to a story that doesn't serve you. When you're detached, you're in a relaxed body, understanding, witnessing, watching why people do what they do. When you're detached, you're not trying to control someone's state of being. You're not trying to get them sober. You're not trying to get them to an event. You're not trying to buy their way to a situation through bribery. When you begin to let go, and I mean really let go from a deep level of spiritual abundance, and you begin to let go from reciprocity and prosperity, when you can let go from that place, then you're in a whole higher level of humility. Your vibrational, emotional energy is off the charts. You're going to be charting off at somewhere between 500 to 800 to 1,000 cycles a second. And that kind of energy, that means that your emotional, etheric energy is coming from power. It's connected to source. You're in a receive mode, and you're able to take the energy that you receive, and you're able to harness it. And when you're able to do that, you're completely not attached, and people show up differently. One of the biggest benefits of not being attached is who begins to show up that you've not been able to connect with because of your control. Control is an illusion. And as you let go of the control that keeps you out of control, of being in control, then this opens space for people to find you. That block spot is no longer an issue. That block spot is wide open, so people can begin to filter to you because you are not attached. But the minute you get detached and start to go and start talking, oh, my God, I can't believe this. This didn't happen. When you start to talk like that, and when you find the flaws, you're attached. What many people do is they look for the flaw. They look for that flaw, and then they talk themselves out of a situation because of one minor detail. I've seen this happen thousands of times. Now, if you don't want to be the attachment to the events you're saved for feelings, and you're actually serious, not curious, about reaching out and having a 15-minute coaching call with me, you can send me a message in my inbox with specifics on what you'd like me to assist you with, and I will get back to you in a relatively short period of time. Now, tonight's call is dedicated to everyone in recovery. I know that many of you on tonight's call are absolutely recovering from situations that were not favorable. By being that energy, being in that zone, you're a very special, unique person when you're able to detach. When you're able to detach, you're going to start to come from a higher resolution of evolvement. And it's in that kind of resolution that you can create a resolve. And that in that kind of situation, when you're not attached, you can withstand challenges a lot different than someone who is attached. When you're detached, you don't focus on the problem. You don't have to dwell on it and tell everyone about it. You can practice and produce in silent equanimity. You can relax and produce in your body from a state that you're able to attract your reality, people, and situations that will foster your purpose. This is the science of attraction as you begin to understand this. When you're comparing yourself to someone else, you're attached to being disappointed. You're making yourself disappointed by being attached to someone else. As you begin to let go of these events that shape your feelings, especially the present tense events that drive your emotions, then you're not the mind-body connection to the emotion, to the emotions that shaped your feelings. When you can let go from that state, it's very, very liberating. When you're not trying to control tomorrow, trying to control someone's drinking or your own drinking, or control the cigarettes, you're able to let go and relax in your body. In that type of situation, that kind of relaxed state, it's amazing the kind of visions you can have when you really, really let go. It's also amazing what you can create when you're not in control of being out of control. What does that mean? It means that you're so relaxed that you're going to let your results do the talking for you. And it's your results that's going to do the conversations, and it's the results that people are going to see. That's what's going to have people notice you, and you're going to get recognition from it, especially when you are a silent producer. When you're not seeking attention, oftentimes people will give it to you because your performance is stellar. When you're not the issue and you're detached from that, then oftentimes you end up on stage because your results did the talking for you. The more you understand why people do what they do, the cause that creates the effect of why they do what they do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape their feelings. As you're effectively letting go tonight, it means you're no longer attached to outcomes that haven't happened. You're not attached to being abandoned and rejected. You're not worried about what's going to happen when you encounter someone. You know that everything you know is going to come up in your favor because you are living in that goodness. Now, you're going to get your share of victories. You'll occasionally have some setbacks. When you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of the events that shape those feelings, your game is changing. Your team is changing. So in that situation of not being attached, it's amazing what you can begin to create. By not being attached, you can attract people who are committed. When you're attached, it makes it more challenging to attract someone who's committed because most of society isn't committed. It's not difficult or it's hard. It's in a smaller law of average. And the better you get at this of being detached and that you are attached, that means that you understand the inner game and you're not responsible for other people's feelings. And as you begin to really understand that and integrate that, as you begin to put it into practical application, as you begin to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do because it's familiar based on events that shape their feelings, and they recreate the same situation over and over. Now, when you've decided not to play this game anymore, when you're so done with this, you'll no longer let people violate you or control you, then you've moved into a state of recovery that's very impactful. When you start to move into that space I mean, you're really detaching, and you're detaching from a place of power. You're not doing it to demean people. You're not doing it to show them up. You're doing it because you understand your boundaries and your energy. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially a call. The call has been recorded and is available on Podomatic tomorrow. You can find that Podomatic by going to my website, goldenmastermind.com. I also will put it out by 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for tonight's podcast on Podomatic. It was my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful Monday night, the end of the era in October. We have one more week of October, we have a few more days of October. November is right around the corner. December looms. It's going to be the end of the era for 2017. 2018 is right around the corner. Finish strong. Don't get overwhelmed. Let go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. And produce in the moment, in the present, in a very relaxed body. You deserve the best. Have a great evening, everyone.